producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Radio, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington, where there has been a lot of snow this weekend. Jennifer caught in a snowstorm driving between Los Angeles and Las Vegas, so she's stuck. I don't know if that's really it or not. This is a big deal for a lot of different people for a lot of different reasons. Television, all excited about it. Children, all excited about it. People who don't want to go home, all excited about it. The bars, all excited about it. Let's see, who else is? All the overtime for the people driving the trucks, the plows, the backhoes, the whatever it is that's been used to clear all this snow out of the way. Here's how the Weather Channel reported on the storm.
The roads for this storm. I've never been as confident about anything as I am about this one.
7 to 8 inches and counting already.
Some of the computer models suggest another 20 before all is said and done.
We are up over 7.3 feet here in Atlantic City. High tide happened at 6:43 this morning.
We are in the height of the storm right now in New York City. S-plus, as we call it. You can't even see the tops of the buildings here in Columbus Circle. It is coming down.
Okay, we're in Stone Harbor, New Jersey. I'm just going to get right to the picture. We're flooded in. We cannot leave our hotel. It's all of the back bay flooding. This is the flooding that you're seeing.
Visibility down to an eighth of a mile. You look down Louisiana Avenue, and it's a whiteout. You can only see about two blocks as the snow gets blown by these wind gusts of 30 miles an hour.
Just to give you an idea, conditions have worsened here. We've got a travel ban still in effect. Do want to tell you that New York City is reporting at least 200 crashes, at least 300 vehicles that needed assistance.
And now officially 21.4 inches at Reagan National. It is the second largest snowstorm on record here in this city.
Jonas is now gone. We have records that have been set. The biggest snowstorm of all time in places like JFK, 30 and a half inches.
Wow! Hoo-ha! Hee-yah! It's like a football game. Or whatever. A lot of nice pictures of people, families in the snow, children playing in the snow. I feel badly that as my two children grew up, and I grew up, and many of you grew up around the snow, that my grandson won't, because he's living in Southern California. No snow here unless you go up to the mountains. And so it is over now. The second largest ever in New York. No, no, no. That's what the gentleman said. No, The second largest on record since meteorological records started in the 1880s, or sometime after the Civil War. So it isn't the second largest on the history of New York. No, it's nonsense. It's wintertime. These things happen. The information that you have is always relative to where it comes from. Anyway, a lot of hashtag snowstorm stories. We'll get to those after we have a little bit more input. A couple of fellas on the radio called the Young Turks talking about some of the social media reaction to the storm.
We already see the tweets from both regular people, from conservative media, like, oh, yeah, tell me again about how bad climate change
is. You're kidding.
So when you say in December it's unseasonably hot, that's proof of climate change somehow.
That's why we started saying climate change instead of global warming, to make it simple, but it's not working.
So you find it frustrating?
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it would be that hard to understand, and I understand the idea of global warming, which is the predominant trend, made people think that if you can find a way in which that's not true, or a circumstance, geographic, temporal, where it's not true, then you've disproven the whole thing. But it is always about change. Right. And the change overall will lead to warming, and it will also lead to more extreme weather events, some of those being precipitation and sometimes winter precipitation.
Huh. What about that, boys and girls? 888-302-3684. Tell us your story of what has happened to you over this weekend. If you're within the sound of my voice
A lot of people up and down the Delmarva from Washington to New York, Philadelphia, had quite a bit of snow. Up in Boston, not so much. And so the model changed, as it usually does, when the storms can still, the prediction was for a good deal of snow, and it happened. So now what's the reaction? Kurt writes, I'm a federal employee in the New York metro area. We had the same storm as Washington, D.C., 27 inches. My office is open tomorrow. D.C. feds have been getting this preferential treatment for years. Their snow must be special. I think Kara and I were talking about this. One of the reasons there's a problem in Washington, because the metro is still closed, right? There isn't any public transportation, and many more people in Washington and New York depend on public transportation than, let's say, Philadelphia. So the fact that is there some time suggested when the metro will reopen in Washington, Kara?
They're opening. They have some lines that are going to be open this morning.
Yeah.
So I think three lines are going to be running a little bit to limited places, and then they might open some of the other ones later today. But
schools are closed, mm-hmm. Federal, all government, local government, national government.
Yeah, everywhere but here. Everywhere but this office is closed.
Oh, well, that's because we have to get the radio program on the air. How do you do that if you're closed? Thank you very much for being there. 888-302-3684. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Murphy writes, how nice. Congress heard bad weather was coming, jumped on planes, and got out of town. Now they need a few more days to get back to D.C. I wonder what would happen if normal people took a week off like this. Would we have a job when we returned? ? I don't know if I have to say anything about that. Pretty much speaks for itself. Stephen writes, it will take Congress months to dig out of this, and by then they'll be on another break for some other reason. Interesting. I've never seen a 7-Eleven closed for weather. That's pretty funny. Yes. And that's probably true, because the people who run the 7-Elevens have a work ethic that is far better than the average American. I wasn't about to say that they aren't Americans, because many of them who run these, for whatever the reason, convenience stores seem to be a good place for Pakistanis and Indians from the country of India to get themselves either hired or they run them. I know one guy who has a franchise on seven 7-Elevens. Does very, very well. Here's David writing, why are we spending money and manpower digging out the Capitol? Congress barely works when it's there, actually in town. All right, so a little too much of that stuff. Mickey, what do you have to say? You know, there are very real people who live in Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, who deal with the snow all the time. Truly, it's snow, not a tornado, not a hurricane. Snow! Buy a shovel, get to work, and stop whining about it. I'm with you, Mickey! Stop your whining about it. My God, it's a snowstorm. It's wintertime. Yada, 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 yada. 15 minutes after the hour. Let me help you do something about your appearance. Those bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes, the dark circles underneath your eyes. May I introduce you, for those of you who may be new to the program, is a product called GenuCell, which I'm happy to have been able to tell you about for the last 3-4 years. This is a product that takes care of, and by the way, think about it this way. If it didn't work, they wouldn't be talking about it with me for the last 3 or 4 years, right? Or with other people, because I'm sure you can hear this announcement elsewhere. It's time for you to deal with the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. Get at it. Call 800-543-9262 and use this all-natural approach. This comes from Apple Stem Cell Technology. It's a serum. Put it around your eyes, reduces the puffiness right away. There's a special peptide in it that gets to work, and you are going to have the best treatment. 95% of the volunteers who were in on the study when they first started, before they actually went to market, they had studies like most of these outfits do. When they have a new product, they test it. GenuCell worked on 95% of the people. Improvement is coming your way. Call 800-543-9262. And when you order GenuCell, you'll get a single month supply of the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. Use that in conjunction, not to use it separately, in conjunction with the GenuCell. the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, new product from the folks at Chamonix. They're introducing it to you this way, so get it while you can. Get rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines, and the dark circles by dialing 800-543-9262. It's a very cool product, and the results are there guaranteed. I use it. Look at how nicely my eyes look. You're just as good as mine. Look at the pictures at DougStephan.com. 800-543-9262.
Welcome to Staples.
As Staples guy, my office goes through ink like it's water.
Well, we have the ink you need, and with our 110% price match guarantee, Staples always has low prices.
So we could go through ink like water.
I wouldn't...
We could bathe in the stuff.
That'd just be weird.
Staples. Make more happen. Now get a $15 coupon when you spend $75 on ink, or $20 when you spend $200 on toner.
Offer valid on in-store purchases only ends 1/30/16. Price match plus a 10% difference. Discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Ends 3/26/16. See store staples.com for details.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. Help me keep feeling my best. I use odor-free Blue Emu made with real emu oil. Blue Emu continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue Emu maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue Emu, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use. Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hi, you've reached Burger King. To leave a message, press 1.
Hey, Burger King, it's Mike calling again. I called a billion times about the burgers and the chicken and the flame grilling, my big idea. Call me back. I'm here at home.
Michael, didn't we talk about you trying the new flame-grilled chicken burger from Burger King? A savory flame-grilled chicken patty topped with veggies on a toasted bun, now just two for $5. Or mix and match with another delicious sandwich part of the two for $5 deal. The new flame-grilled chicken burger, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
Oh, something new and different? Monday's always new and different, right? New week, the end of a new month. January 25th, our over-the-weekend poll always lists the top 10 talk topics from the previous week, asking you which one was most important to you. The one that registered most for our purposes, for the research, was the presidential race. However, 18% of you said the battle in the Middle East against Daesh was number one, with you sort of in league with the sinking price of oil and financial markets. So let's see, where do we go from there? 15% said the death of Glenn Frey. I think that was pretty important. That shook a lot of people up last week for reasons. I mean, the fact that he didn't have to die, I guess none of us have to die, but the way he was treated, the sort of medications that he got for his stomach problem and other problems he had, just didn't line up there. So many people are saying, look at this, he didn't have to die. Could have fixed it this way or that way. Let's see, what else have we got on our minds here? The Oscar boycott, 8% of you thought that was number one. 6% thought the Flint water scandal was number one. And any number, let's see, about 11-12% of you thought the winter storm was number one. Our poll today, do you have to work on snow days? Because there's still a lot of people that are out of work because of the snow. A, I have to work every day. That's it here. B, depends on how much snow we get. C, I always get the day off when it snows. D, what's a snow day? Kara, you probably would answer that way, I'm guessing. What's a snow day? Hello, 21 after. It's a good day.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What are you gaining? What are you losing? It's 23 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How do you do to Danny and Steve and Anthony, Aaron, Rudy, Vincent, Clarence, Sid, listening with Tom, other people who are commenting, facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day. Good day time now is 24 past the hour. Time for us to go back over the last few days, find something that will make you smile in terms of what went on television, starting with last Friday's Colbert show, where he jokes about the best tips he gave to people stuck in the storm.
First tip, stock up on essentials. At this point, all the water and canned goods have been stripped from the supermarket shelves by the panicking people. So just go for whatever's left, like vanilla extract. Okay? It's got a lot more alcohol than you think. Ride out the storm, you'll get hammered, and you'll smell like Christmas. Next, be prepared for a power outage. Remember, you can harness the power of static electricity with a fleece blanket and two cats. Just start rubbing. Wool socks. Next, you're going to want to have a plan for your family. So make a mental catalog of past grievances with your partner before you get snowed in. That way you can get right to rehashing the past. Be sure to list all the times he has compared you to your mom because you are not her. And finally, this one's really important. Make sure that your estate's giant hedge maze is well lit. Also, keep an eye on the psychotic hotel caretaker who's working on his novel. And by the way, in case you're wondering, you're the caretaker. You've always been the caretaker.
Huh. Huh. A lot of people don't think there was much fun involved in this snowstorm. Okay, SNL. A joke. I'm sure you're shocked to hear Weekend Update joking about Sarah Palin's support of Donald Trump.
This week, Sarah Palin formally endorsed Donald Trump for president. Either that or she saw an open microphone and decided to say all the words she knew in random order.
So are we surprised that Tina Fey didn't show up? I think most people were expecting her to show up on SNL. Maybe.
Wait, no, she did show up.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know she did.
Yeah, maybe we can play it later because she did a really good version of it.
Oh, did she? Oh, okay. So I would have disappointed. I wasn't awake for it, and this is the only thing that I heard about. Okay, good for you. Thank you. Okay, yeah. See if we can find it. The faster, the better. Meanwhile, here's Michael Che joking about how the Oscars are trying to make up for a lack of diversity.
The producers of this year's Oscars are reportedly trying to find black presenters to counter a boycott by black actors. So the Oscars are solving racism by making black people present white people with gold. Other black celebrities boycotting the Oscars include Jada Pinkett Smith, Tyrese Gibson, and Snoop Dogg. You know, boycott is a very strong word for not attending a party you were never invited to. That's like the Jets boycotting the Super Bowl.
that's pretty funny. Wendy Williams is very good at answering questions about life in her audience. Her daytime television talk program, very popular because of the sort of advice she gives. Here's an example of that. An audience member has a question about whether or not it's the right time to move in with the boyfriend.
My boyfriend and I have been together for 5 years, and I think we should move in. He said he's not ready. It's not the right time. What should I do? Should I wait, or should I keep asking him?
How old are you?
22. I'll be 23 in March. No.
So should I wait? Do you live with your mom and dad?
I live with my sister.
Okay, yeah. You've never had your own place?
No.
Okay, that needs to be your next move.
Okay.
Poor is the woman who's never turned the key to her own crib.
Poor is the woman who's never turned the key to her own crib. Wow, that's pretty good. I like that. All right, there's a new study out today. Police officers scored no better than the general public on a true or false test about the legal system, despite being more confident in their answers, because they're supposed to be trained in it. I thought you'd like that little bit of anecdotal information. 28 past the hour now. It's time for Dr. Chambers on call on Good Day.
In the news, was Hollywood superstar Michael Douglas right that his head and neck cancer was related to sexual activity? This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without that dreaded copay. A major new study out says HPV, the human papillomavirus that a majority of us Americans are infected with, is a huge risk factor for head and neck cancers. Keep in mind, HPV is a known major risk factor for women in cervical cancer. Here's the thing, we can prevent HPV infection with vaccination. DCOC advice, every parent should vaccinate their children, girls and boys, against HPV. The vaccines already available will do the job. Remember, we're talking cancer prevention here, not encouraging promiscuity. Was Mr. Douglas right about his cancer? Probably. So if you're worried about your risk, check with your doctor about screening for oral HPV infection. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Catch my weekly podcast Mondays on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't make high-performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
1 out of 3 young adults and 1 out of 2 recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Okay, 33 after the hour now, 27 before the new hour. I'm happy to be here. Hope you're happy to be here. I didn't get any delays in my being in the workstation this morning. Kara didn't. She walked across the street from the hotel, and I walked, I commuted from my bedroom to the studio. So we're all set. I didn't have to drive in. Yesterday I drove in 68 degree sunshine. It's nice. Oh, come on. We're just teasing. Looking at some of the pictures from New York City, some of the video from the various places up and down the shore. Blizzard warnings. The airlines have axed some of the post-storm flights. Some flights have, most of the flights, about 600 flights are canceled today, scrambling to get planes to places where they didn't want to leave them over the weekend so they couldn't use them. 7,000 flights were canceled over the weekend, most of them out of Washington and New York and Philadelphia. So the airlines gave you, if you were a passenger, waivers allowing you to rebook on later flights. Some people were smart enough to get out earlier. I was supposed to have a conference call with somebody last night at 7 o'clock. He was flying back from London. The plane was 2.5 hours late, and it didn't have anything to do with when they could leave from London. It had to do with how well prepared the Boston airport was, which sort of made me wonder, because there were only like 2, 3, 4 inches of snow in and around the Boston area. Where they had an excuse was New York. Where they had an excuse was Philadelphia. Where they had an excuse was BWI in Washington. So anyway, if you were out and about and shoveling, I hope you didn't hurt your back, you didn't hurt your legs, didn't hurt your hips, didn't hurt your feet. Here is a lady named Roberta Strazakowski, who lives on Staten Island, and had some snow shoveling tips for the audience.
This is the third time I've been out here. Every time I turn my back, there's more snow. I've been shoveling snow all my life. It's like cutting a piece of cake. And I don't mean easy. You got to know how to do it if you want to get it done fast. But you cut it in squares. And you got to take it up one layer at a time so you don't break your shovel. You know, I can't tell you how many men I had shoveling for me. They always break my shovel. They can't touch my shovel.
Huh. There's a New Yorker, if I've heard one for... That's cool. Yeah. Snow is snow. It's winter time. Get used to it. Man up. Woman up. Aaron and Rudy went out before the storm was over to try to make some money shoveling sidewalks.
Trying to make extra couple of dollars here.
We got mad clothing on. You got to have a lot of clothing on out here because it's real cold out here. And the wind is blowing. You feel what I'm saying? So you got to have extra layers of clothes on.
Yeah, a lot of people are staying home. They're not coming out. So they don't want their houses shoveled until this is over.
All right. So hold on a second here.
I love all of these voices. I love their accents.
Yeah, they're cute. Okay, so here's something going on in New Jersey that we ought to Google. The right to shovel law that was passed this year because of some problems that went back to Sandy, which was, what, 3 years ago? How many years ago was Sandy? 3-4 years ago. There was that big storm. And it wasn't so much a snowstorm. It was just wild weather. Flooded New York City, but there certainly were ramifications. There was more snow in New Jersey, as I remember from this. Those of you listening, we got 3 or 4 stations in New Jersey. You're welcome to walk down memory lane with me and see if I got my facts right or my memory right. But this right to shovel law was passed as a result of youngsters going around before the storm and soliciting families, just as these two in New York, Aaron and Rudy, went out and did it in New York, no problem. But when people would do it in New Jersey, they would be told it was illegal to go out and solicit people. Oh, you need your, how about your driveway? How about your front walk? How about your steps? You need them shoveled out? Well, the police had so little to do, apparently, in this community, that when these youngsters went out and suggested that maybe you'd like to pay them $20 to shovel out your driveway or whatever, the police stopped them because they didn't have a license to solicit, and the license cost $450. So, on NewJersey.com, the story of Senator Mike Doherty introducing legislation ensuring that children would have the right to offer snow shoveling services before storms without getting municipal approval, signed into law by Governor Christie. This is a sorry story, isn't it? Good God, listen to this. The law was prompted when two New Jersey high school students tried to make some money shoveling their neighbor's driveways, but they found out it was against the law, thanks to some policemen who had obviously nothing better to do. School was closed for the blizzard. There was enough snow on the ground that these seniors thought they could make a couple of bucks. In the process, these seniors, Matt Molinari and Eric Schneif, learned a valuable lesson about one of the costs of big government in America. They were canvassing a neighborhood, and they went out and made some flyers, and they copied them on their computer printer, promoted the service. They were pulled over by a police cruiser and told to stop. So the story went viral on social media, as well it should have. And so apparently what happened was one of the residents saw the youngster being questioned by the police, took some pictures, showed up. The law against unsolicited solicitors and peddlers, and apparently other communities in New Jersey have the same thing. The children weren't arrested. The police brass insisted the intervention was necessary because the snow being the being in the snow is unsafe for these kids. What? Wussification personified.
I love that line.
Oh, my God. What is the matter with you?
Way to deter entrepreneurship and adventurism.
And also, this was evidence of having a little bit of aggressive, I mean, you'd call it entrepreneurship. I just say they were smart enough to go. And this was an exception. When I was a kid, there was none of this conversation. It was like people going around mowing lawns. How many of you mowed lawns when you were younger? I did. I mowed lawns. I worked on the farm, but I also had a little side business with my father's lawnmower. I used to get $10 for mowing people's lawns that didn't want to. And they asked me because they knew that I was working on the farm. They thought I was strong enough. And, hey, would you mind mowing my lawn? I'm going to be gone for a week. Sure. No problem. I didn't have to ask anybody. I didn't even have to ask my father. He was pleased that I had the gumption, if you will, to go around and solicit. So now we have state legislation that's necessary. Big government. My God, there's federal legislation allowing children. Did you see that last Friday? Look at some of the blog posts on this. The law, the feds last week passed a law that allows your children the right to walk to school. How about that? You remember that from last week? We talked about that last week? And now we got these two kids who learned this lesson. And what else have we learned here? We've learned again, once again, that government is too big and out of control. So anyway, how much do they charge around you, Carrie? Do you ever go out? I've never seen you, so I don't know whether you're big and strong enough to go out and shovel snow or not. I'm guessing you probably are.
Well, when I was growing up, we always, since my dad works whenever it snows, it was always me and my sisters and my mom at home shoveling our own yard. So I never really went and shoveled other people's yards. But I don't get it, because there's this whole idea that, you know, when you've got elderly neighbors and people around, you're supposed to go and help out and shovel. And now there are laws in D.C. In Maryland where if you don't shovel your sidewalk, then you can be fined because it's dangerous.
Right.
So I don't know why you would ever. I just don't get it.
don't
if
get
someone's
it, yeah.
willing to come and shovel your yard, and the person whose yard it is willing to pay
them.
Who else cares?
Well, how about you just being a good neighbor and help out people who are older that can't shovel out their own? You know, they have to get paid for it. Just go over and help them out. What happened to that spirit? Half the time I never get paid for doing that sort of stuff. I just went and did it.
Here's
Joseph in Maryland who had to walk home from work because the buses weren't running.
I'm going to work in the city, and I was too busy to worry about my environment, and then I find out, well, the buses stopped running at 12 o'clock, so I have no choice. I have to walk home. I walked all day from the fire. Now, Forest and Silver Lake Park on Forest Avenue, the streets are limited to emergency vehicles only, and you see cars, and they know there's no buses, and you see a fellow human being stranded, you know, you should, if it was me, I'd stop, knowing there's no buses. Hey, you want to ride? I guess they're losing that sense of compassion that we're supposed to have as human beings, but...
Also, our sense of intelligence. It's not like it was a hidden thing. Like, they announced that they were going to stop running buses and metro and all of that stuff, like, hours in advance.
Yeah.
Like, that's your fault.
Oh, it's a snowstorm. I don't have a bus to get to work.
You should have brought a sled.
Yeah, how about a toboggan? Ever been on a toboggan? God, those are fun.
I brought a sled with me to work this weekend.
Did you? Good for you.
I went sledding on the parking garage ramp.
44 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day program with a sneaky preview of some Super Bowl ads. Yep. They're out already. We'll have a little example of one or two of them in a moment here on Good Day.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your doctor, I'm going to give it to you straight. You have a severe case of gustatory horripilation enuresis, and you need to choose between a cystoplastic volantate treatment or orthostatic muscae surgery. I'll give you a second to think it over, but we'll need an answer right away. It's bad.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because TurboTax's Smart Look feature gives you on-screen assistance to help answer your questions so you're never on your own. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rockets powering up. Over.
Network, negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. We're at 47 minutes after the hour now on Good Day. Jen Jen back tomorrow. She's actually in Las Vegas, I think, again today. She goes over there a lot because there's a lot of business, her family's company. See, I have second dibs on her. First dibs on her are her father and that company, and then I have second dibs, and then she has this local show in L.A. Busy girl, but I'm always happy to have her here, and I know you are as well. The Super Bowl ad contest, the Doritos Crash, the Super Bowl ad contest, three finalists, annual contest. The finality of this, I think, is announced later this week, is it not? Kara, commercial, the one who figures out which is the best gets $1 million. Is that it? The ultrasound spot, the Dorito dog spot, swipe for Dorito. These were all spots that were made by people who wanted to be in the competition, if I remember correctly, right?
I don't know exactly what day they're going to announce it, but...
So one of these three will actually be on during Super Bowl 50. So maybe we ought to post at facebook.com/goodday a way for people to vote on this. Put a link in there. So here is the audio. Let's see how much time we got. We got time for two of these three. Are these 30-second spots or 60s? They're 30s.
They're 30s. Time for
all. Okay, let's play them all. We'll start with ultrasound.
And there's your beautiful baby.
Any day now.
Really? You're eating Doritos? He's eating Doritos on my ultrasound. Do you see what I have to do?
I know.
He's waving the Dorito around right now.
Yeah, this is boring. I don't like this. You got to have the video. You got to see the video. I'm thinking from what I can see here, the Doritos dog is probably the one that I'm going to vote for. Here's the Dorito, the audio from the spot for the Super Bowl Doritos dogs. Very cute. Maybe lose some of the translation. There's always the danger of doing television commercials on the radio. There's another one here.
I don't even think that the other one is not even worth doing.
The swipe one?
Yeah, it doesn't come across. That one is, you know.
I'm betting hands down the dog one's going to win. What do you
bet? Yeah, that one's pretty cute. And the whole basis is that the dogs are trying to get into a grocery store to buy a bag of Doritos. And the owners keep, you know, trying to get them away. So eventually they dress up, two of them stacked on top of each other with a coat on. Yeah.
Cute.
Pretend to be people. So that one's pretty cute.
Yeah. All right. So you can vote. There are lots of different places, actually, you can vote. It would be nothing unique to have them go to facebook.com/today and vote there. But my money is on the Doritos dogs. Speaking of food, Dole has recalled a bag salad. And here the news media is making the news over the weekend in the food section. There is one person who apparently has died because of the listeria. Bag salad again. The same question comes up all the time. Why in the name of God or the name of heaven or anybody's name, the name of your mother, would you buy this stuff instead of creating your own salad? All the mixins are there. It's just you're lazy. You buy this because, okay, this will be fast and easy. I'll do this. No. Because this is a perfect opportunity for the Listeria or the Salmonella or E. coli to get into the veggies if they haven't been cleaned properly. So make your own salads, will you please? Let's not give it all over. 51 after, this is Good Day.
choices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now 53 past the hour, it's Tech Talk time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Richard Schemmel is here from BuzzFeed. He's a tech media observer. A lot of things going on, as is the case every day. So we'll go through four or five of these things and explain how they affect you in just a moment here. Technology in review on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I just feel like something's missing.
I know. What we had was so big.
And warm. And bright.
And yellow.
Oh, I really miss the sun.
No sun? No problem. Centrum, the most trusted multivitamins, now have more of the vitamin D3 you need. Get the vitamin D you could be missing this winter with Centrum multivitamins, now our highest level of D3 ever. Check Sunday's newspaper for a coupon.
55 past the hour on the Good Day program. Tech Talk time. Richard Schemmel is here with us on Good Day. Twitter heads of product, media, and engineering are all on the way out, it would appear. A couple of new board members are joining. What's going on at Twitter? Why is there so much turmoil over there? Is this a sign of the present or the future, Richard? What do you think?
I think last week Twitter had an outage. And heads started rolling after that. Their stock took an immediate drop last week. And I think that, you know, people, corporations are reacting very quickly in the tech sector when there's a real problem. They have to report to the stockholders. And, you know, Twitter's been talking about increasing the number of characters you can do. But I think the outage had a lot to do with it. And their revenue.
What caused the outage?
They really haven't found out yet.
So that means that everything melted? Is that what you're saying? That the everything froze? It just stopped.
It stopped.
Wow.
It stopped.
So now would be a good time to buy the stock, it would seem to me. Yes? Would you buy Twitter stock today if you could?
Not really, no.
Really?
Because you never know when it could happen again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like there are too many variables when you buy stock. Too many people control what can happen to the stock price.
Mm-hmm.
You know, remember The Big Short, the movie, what happened there.
Yep, right. Okay, that's a thought. So you wouldn't buy any stock in any technology sector?
Not today. Not today.
All right, wait till tomorrow. Folks, we'll ask them that later this week. Another new iPhone, the 5SE, rumored to be coming out in March. Why? And will it be better, or is this just another way for them to clip some dough for you? And as a side story, Richard, are people signing up for that monthly, what is it, $30 a month, and we'll keep you on a new iPhone forever? Did that work out?
Yeah, it is working out. I see that the numbers are up there, and they haven't discontinued it. What they want to do is bring you into the stores. They want you to. It's almost like a negative option where you have to keep coming back over and over again.
Of course. Well, that's what they want you to do.
And the new iPhone, or the rumored iPhone, the 5SE, is basically the inner workings of the 6, the 8-megapixel camera, the front camera, and the Apple Pay chip.
Mm-hmm.
In a smaller version of the, it's like what the iPhone 5 was.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Just more of the same sort of thing.
It's more of the same.
Gadgets. Apple was paid $1 billion by Google to retain its search bar on the iPhone. I found that fascinating, that thing to them is worth that kind of dough. Did you see that? $1 billion?
Yeah, I saw that. And what I also saw is that Apple provides Google, I think it was like 8% of their income with
good
that
Lord.
Search bar.
Woo!
And if you go on your iPhone and you do search, you see the Google bar at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, you do.
But
the thing is,
if Apple goes to another provider of search, that would really hurt Google's income.
Uh-huh. I can
agree.
Okay.
Not that it's going to hurt Alphabet's income, but it's going to hurt Google's income when that much of income revenue stream is provided by one company.
Google now, parent the new company called Alphabet. Google is just one of the companies in Alphabet, right?
That's right.
All right, let's congratulate Adele. The Hello YouTube video is the fastest one ever to reach 1 billion views. 87 days, that's all it took, breaking the 158-day record held by Gangnam Style. Wow, this is pretty amazing. Richard, thank you. Richard.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.